Station of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Vav. We begin on the bottom of Ayin Hey Omid Beis with a brand new parak, the start of the sixth parak, Hasocher Es HaUmnin. And we continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal, bringing back the Chatufim, Bimheira. All those in need of Refuah Shleimah should have one, Bimheira, and there should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we begin the new parak, bottom of Ayin Hey Omud Beis, Hasocher Es HaUmnin. If a person goes and hires workers, Reuven goes out and hires workers, V'hitu Ze'ezeh, we'll have numerous explanations in the Gemara exactly who is cheating someone else over here, but right now we're going to learn this as that some worker is cheating another worker, albeit there'll be an interpretation that it is the one who hired them, Reuven, who cheated, but we'll see in the Gemara, the first discussion will be that Reuven hired Shimon to go and hire Levi, and that it was Shimon and Levi that were hitu ze'ezeh. That would be one very common theme in understanding our Mishnah. In any event, Reuven goes and hires workers, and there is somehow a deception over here, v'hitu, there's a toz ze'ezeh. So, ein lahem ze'al ze'ezeh. Elo taromas. There is no recourse to a basin in the situations that we'll describe in the Gemara for this deception that the workers went and cheated other workers, or that Reuven and the workers had a deception between them, and all they could have against each other is a complaint, a taromos. But there is no, in fact, financial recourse that they could go and get, according to the simple understanding of our Mishnah right now. Now, sochar es hachamor v'es hakador. If somebody, Reuven, let's say, goes and hires a chamor is the donkey worker, he's the truck driver, the taxi driver, or v'es hakador. Rashi explains the kador is a person who you're hiring to go and bring something to you. It's similar to the chamor. Why is it the kador, the potter, the one who goes and makes pots? Because the usual situation is that this kador is Baal Karon, has a wagon to go and bring his pots. So you're hiring him not to make pots, but you're hiring him here to go and be a truck driver for you. So the chamor and the kador are very similar. In fact, Tosos, in Dibra Matzul, Esa Karor, has the girsa that it's not kador kuf dalid resh, it's kuf resh resh, bishnei reshin, v'hu bal karon, and it means the owner of the wagon. In other words, a taxi driver, a truck driver. I ulusvarim the garse kador, those svarim that have, like we do, the girsa kador, like Rashi had. So Yesh Lamar, he explains it like Rashi, the lohochi nokar kador, he specifically picked a person who makes pots, who makes vessels, who makes vats, lufi shekadorim regilim lios lahem kronos, because they commonly had, they typically had these wagons that they would go and bring their pots, they would bring their vats, whatever their containers, the jugs that they would go and make, so therefore they had these vehicles. So the chamor and the kador are basically somebody that you hire to go and bring stuff for you. To what stuff? Lohavi piryofrin. What are piryofrin? So Rashi tells us these are eitzim mishufin v'noyim. These are smoothed out pieces of wood, shaved off pieces of wood that are very beautiful. And he used them lassos lo apiryon, and you go to make a wedding canopy from it. Tosus and Divya Piriyofrin brings down, this is a Dovor HaOvud. If you don't bring this at the time that you're supposed to, the wedding is over. You need it for the wedding. You don't need it the next day. And therefore, it's considered something that is a pressing time commitment. And Dovor HaOvud Choshev Lo Sha'atos Mano. You need it right now. The wedding is Sunday night. Who lassos? That's when you need it for. The fact that they bring it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, that doesn't do you much good. So this is an example of you hire somebody to do a job for you that is time dependent. It is a pressing need for you to hire this person. Or, for example, you're hiring somebody, the chalilim, you're hiring certain musicians, they'll go play the flute for either lekala, for the wedding, or lemeis, or rachmona litzlan. At a funeral, they used to have people that would play a chalil, these flutes, as a dirge to, as Rashi says, l'sameach chosin, either for the wedding, l'sameach chosin lekala, or lemeis, or lekonin, for these dirges. So it's also a time dependent thing. Or you're hiring upoalim lahalos pishtano min hamishra. You're going to hire workers to go and remove your flax from the soaking pit where the flax would soak. And if you didn't do this in time, it would ruin the flax. It would not be able to stay there for that longer period of time. Or any other thing where Reuven is going and hiring workers, the chol dover sha'aved, anything that is time dependent. And if you don't do it at this point, there's going to be a loss. The chazru behem. And they changed their mind. They said, no, you hired us. and we're not going to go and do the work. So what's the halacha? So if it's makom she'ein sham adam, if it's a place where there are no other people that you can go and hire, there's a very limited pool of people that you could hire to do this. You hire the only people available to do this. So you have the right, socher alehen, you can go and hire other workers, even though since they're not readily available, you're going to have to pay a very, very high price for them, and they will have to go and compensate you for the fact that you have to pay this very, very high rate. So, for example, you hire them for $100 for the day, and you can only get replacement workers for $200 for the day. So they'll have to make up the extra $100 that you laid out. Or maton, or you can trick them into working for you. The Gemara will explain, for example, that you say, oh, sure, I'll give you the $200, and then you don't have to give them the $200, you only have to give them the $100 that you originally arranged, or something like that. Again, a lot of our Mishnah will be explained in more detail in the Gemara. Mishnah continues and says, Hasocher etzo umnim. Again, if Reuven goes and hires umnim, he hires a professional to go and do something for him, but this is not a situation of dov or ha'oved. And the chazru behen, and they, in fact, in this situation, did not go and do what they were supposed to do. As Rashi says, this is lasos melocha bekablonos. They said, okay, we will do this job for you at such and such a fee. So we'll do this job for $100. And then they retracted. So yodam ala tachtona. So they're going to be the ones that will be in the worst position. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, im hukru parlim, if the price to hire workers to finish the job or to do the job has gone up, the eno motzi mishig merena bischar shoyan magia le'elu, if you can't go and hire somebody for the same price that these guys were willing to go and do it for, so then this owner has the right to go and hire new workers a little bit later down the Rashi. Ma'akev mischar, he's allowed to go and hold back the wages that he promised the first workers. Mimasha asu, he pays them for what they did. We'll explain exactly what that means. Mashi yitzarek lahotzi, and he is allowed to go and withhold from them wages that he had promised them till he hires new workers. Achitigmar malachto bischar shepasak emelu, until he has no loss in his overall payment. So if the new workers cost more, he can pay the old workers less than was promised for their job. And we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Vimhuzu poalim, and if workers now cost less, so vimotzi shiv merena bipachos, and he now can actually finish the job for less than he originally needed to pay. Yoshul hamasha asu v'tein lehamasha potzak, he can give them what he arranged to pay for them, and then he'll gain on the fact that he doesn't have to pay as much for the rest of the work to be done. So, for example, if shepasak that they did chetzio yitem chetzi scharin, so then he has to only pay them the half of the work that he promised. Unless he promised $100, so they did half the work, he only has to give them 50. Then you chol lomalo harei polim acherim tachtenu ligmor malachdecha v'sein lano kol scharenu chutz b'mashin not luelu. And they don't have the right to say, hey, listen, the new guys, they finished off the job for 25, so give us 75 and pay them the 25, and you're paying the same 100 that you had originally promised. No, his hand is in the opposition. He only has to give them the 50 for half the work, and if he can hire workers for 25, he then has to only give them 25, and he'll gain 25 on the deal. And the vice versa, the first scenario was where the new workers would cost him 75. So then he has to pay the new workers 75, and he only has to pay the old workers 25, even though they've done half the job, and they should have theoretically gotten 50. We turn to Ayin Vav Omid Aleph. Im Bal HaBayis Chosebo, but if it was the Bal HaBayis who said, no, listen, sorry, I don't need you, then Yodo Al Tachtona, the exact opposite, then he would be in the inferior position, and as the top Rashi says, Yitin Lehem Lepin Mashasu, then he has to pay them for the work that they did. And the Im Huzlo Melechas Polim, and if the workers now are going down, so he promised them $100 to finish the job, and they did half of it, and now he can hire workers for $25 to finish the other half, and he says, sorry, I don't need you guys anymore, so then Yitin Lehem Kamo Sheposak, so then he would have to give them 75, even though they only did half the job. They should have theoretically only gotten 50. But no, his hand is in the worst position. And since he was able to finish the job for 25, he has to give them the 75, now 50. He's the one that loses in this situation. Bottom line is, the Mishnah concludes and says, call him Ishana, the one who went and made the change in the agreement that they had, Yadu Al Tachtona, he'll always be in the worst position. And we call a Chosebo, if there's a worker that goes back on what he originally arranged, so again, Yadu Al Tachtona, they'll always be in the worst position. And the Gemara will explain this in much more detail. So we start the Gemara and says, the Lashon of the Mishnah was a little bit funny. It said, didn't say that they were Choser, it didn't say Chazru Zebezeh Lokatani, Elo Hitu Zezeh, they cheated one another. They did something that was a deception one to the other. That's a funny lashon that implies the atu po'alim hadadi, not that the Reuven, the one who hired the workers, went and did a deception, or they did a deception with Reuven. The workers and Reuven, they're not the ones that had the deception, because it didn't use the lashon of chazru. It used the lashon of hitu, which implies that there was a worker who did a deception with another worker. So, hechi dami. What exactly is the case that we're talking about? We'll have a number of different scenarios that we now will give. So, let us assume that the case is the amale balabayis. The balabayis, who is the one who's hiring the workers, we'll call him Reuven, as we've been doing throughout, and he says to Shimon, a worker, Zil Olgar Li Paulim, go and hire for me other workmen. You're going to be the foreman of the job. Go and hire workers to do the job. And this worker, this Shimon, this middleman, so to say, the foreman, he goes and cheats the workers. Again, hechidami, what exactly does he do over here that we have any questions? So, if Reuven, the one who's hiring the workers, goes to Shimon, the middleman, the foreman, and he says, go hire workers for four. Rashi actually has the girsa, biarba zuze, for four zuzim for the day. In other words, Lioma, go and hire them. There's a daily wage that you're going to pay them of four zuzim. And this middleman, Shimon, he goes, the foreman, he goes, and he hires workers for three. Now, they accept it. So then, why should there be any complaint over here? Taro mes my avidite. Why should they complain? Sovra vikabel. They accepted this. Umay taro mason, Rashi says. Why would they have any complaint? They were hired for three. Listen, this foreman, this Shimon is a smart guy. He was able to get the workers for three. The boss is going to give him four to pay the workers, and he'll make a zuz on every worker. So he's very happy. They accepted the job for three. Why would they have any tyromas against them? So that can't be it. So Gemara says it must be. It must be that the balabayis, Reuven, he said to the middleman, to the foreman, Shimon, go hire them for three. And he went, he hired them for four. So again, what's the case? Hechidami. If he told him, I'm hiring you, he made the, so to say, contract. Shimon made the contract with the Levi and Reuven and Yehuda, whoever else he may have hired. Let's just keep it one person, nice and simple. Shimon hired Levi, and he told him, I'm going to pay you four. I'm the one that's hiring you. So then, Nesav Lumi today. So then he hired him. He has to pay him four. What does that have to do with whatever Reuven told him? He's just a lousy foreman. He's a lousy middleman. He wasn't able to do the job for three, and he decided to go and hire them for four. It comes out of his pocket. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braitza, has socher es apo lasos b'shalo. If a person goes and hires a worker to go and work in his own house, in his own field, and the hero b'shal chaveru, but instead, by accident, he showed him his friend's field, and the worker dutifully did the work that he was asked to do. So, no sin lo shor mishalim. So, he has to go pay the worker. It wasn't in his house, that's his problem. It was always one in his field, that's his problem. So, he has to go pay the worker for the work that the worker did. No, the fact that he improved the field or the house of the other person, he has the right then, he has the right to go and say, listen, I improved your field. So, you have to go pay me for the improvement in your field. Okay, I may have paid the worker $100, and the improvement in your field is only $50. At least give me the $50. That he has the right to do. So that's the similar situation over here. This middleman, Shimon, he hired Levi for four, even though the Reuven had told him to only hire him for three. So he has to make up that difference. Why would there be any shail about that? That can't be a taromis. That's a straightforward din. Levi can take Shimon to a din taromis and say, hey, you hired me for four. You got to give me four. Don't give me three. So that can't be the taromas. So what is a taromas? The Gemara says, Lo tzricho, we must be talking about the Amar Lehu Schachem al Balabais. The Shimon said, hey, the Balabais is going to give you the wages, not me. So when he told them four, but the Balabais, Reuven, had only said three, so Shimon told them that Reuven is going to pay you four, that's where the taromas is. Because the Balabais, he can say, listen, I never hired you for four. And Shimon can say, hey, listen, he's the one I told you that is responsible to pay you. So you can only have a taromas there. You can't go to a din Torah because the fact that Shimon hired them for the wrong fee, that's not something that they can go and collect upon. Shmuel says, why not? The lech say, Paulim hechi mitkari. Why don't we go and see what is the normal price for workers? If the normal price of workers is four, so then they in fact have a legal claim against Reuven. Because after all, this guy Shimon said, I'm hiring you for four. They had a right to expect four. That's the normal amount. And if in fact the normal rate is three, so then they're only entitled to three. Okay, they can have a taromas that they should have gotten four, but again, go and see the last say Paulim Hechimit Kari, and then we will have the exact answer. Okay, they may be upset, but that's all that they'll have. This is Tyromis. Someone says, no, Lo Tzricha, the case that we're dealing over here is Diko de Misgar Biarbo, Diko de Misgar Bitlosa. No, because there is no set rate. Sometimes workers are hired for 3 zuz for a day, and sometimes they're hired for 4 zuz for a day. And therefore, they will in fact have a Tyromis, because there's no way to determine what their rate should have been. The Yarmule, because this Levi, this worker who's actually hired by Shimon, can say to Shimon, Ilad the Amris Lon Biarbo, if it wasn't for the fact that you told me that we would be getting paid 4 for the day, Tarchinon Umetagrinon Biarbo, I would have go and worked and worked and worked until I found somebody that's willing to pay me 4, because the going rate was either 3 or 4. So you told me it's 4. I'm happy. But if you told me it was 3, I would have said, no, I'm going to go find somebody that will pay me 4. And that's why they have a right to a Tyromis in this situation. So that's one way to explain our Mishnah when it said, Hitu Ze Ezeh. There is no base that they go to get back their money, because after all, Shimon wasn't the one that said, I'm hiring you. He said, Reuven is hiring you. But in fact, Reuven had never said he's hiring them for 4. He said he's only hiring them for 3. So in a base, then, they don't have an option. But they have a right, a Tyromis, they have a right to be upset in this situation. That's the first explanation for our Mishnah. We have several other explanations for our Mishnah as well. Ibayisemu, alternatively, we could say that our Mishnah is talking about when it said, Hitu Ze Ezeh, we're dealing hocha the balabayis askinim. We're talking about Levi himself is a balabayis. Levi himself has a field, and he would work his own field unless he got a great rate. So to work his own field, so that he'll do it because that's his own field. But if somebody's willing to pay him 4, he'll hire workers for 3 to work his field, and he'll go work for 4. So therefore, hocha the balabayis askinim. We're dealing over here with Levi has his own field to do, and therefore he has a right to a tyromis over here against Shimon. Because the Amule, he can say to Shimon, Ilab the Amritz Lon Biarbo, if you hadn't told me that you want me to get paid 4, I would have said, Habazila Bon Milsa Litgure. It wouldn't have been worth my while to go and hire myself out for 3. The only reason I hired myself out was because it was for 4, and I'll hire somebody else to work my field for 3, and therefore that's a good deal for me. But if you're only paying me 3, then I'll just work my own field. Why would I hire somebody else to work my field and I go work somebody else's field? So therefore, that's the Tyromis that they have. Ibayisem, another way to explain the Mishnah, Hitu Zezeh, it's talking about Leolam Bapoalim Askinah. We're dealing over here with regular workers who would have worked for the regular wage of 3 and not their own owners of fields, so they would normally hire themselves out for 3. But they say to Shimon, the Amri Lay, listen, Kivan the Amri Slon Biarbo, since you're hiring us for more than we expected to make, we expected to make 3 today, and then you are hiring us for 4, we said, wow, we're going to do a great job for you. Tarchino, we worked extra hard. The Avdina Lo Avidita Shapirta, and we really outdid ourselves. We could have just, you know, worked regularly for a rate of 3, but we, since we knew we were getting paid more, we went and worked really hard. So you made us work extra hard, but we're not getting the extra money. So therefore, that's why they have a Tyromis. Morris says, well, just check out to see, did they really work extra hard or not? The less they, I'm going to tell you, see how good a job they did. If they really, really did a good job, so then they should be entitled to 4 zuzim. And they, in that situation, there wouldn't be a Tyromis. There would be a real base then that they could go and get the 4 rather than the 3. So where it says it was something that you couldn't go and tell how good a job that they did, because we're dealing over here, the Rifka, we're dealing with, they dug a ditch. That was the job they did. And they said, oh, we dug a great ditch, but there's no way to check it out. Where it says, why can't you check it out? Go check it out. Did they dig a good ditch or not? Did they dig a ditch that would have been worth getting paid 4? Or did they dig a ditch that was a standard ditch and they were worth only getting 3? And that's what the Gemara says. Rivka Nami Neida Yoda. Go and check it out. So Gemara says, no, they couldn't check it out because Damali Maya, it was already filled up with water. And therefore, you can't see how nice it was smoothed out at the bottom, how deep it was, for Lo Yadia. And therefore, it wasn't able to be told. And therefore, they're really only entitled to 3, and they have a legitimate Tyromis because they thought they were doing such great work and they should have been paid 4. Another way to explain the Mishnah of Hitu Zezeh is Ibayisemo Li Olam the Amale Balabayis Biabo. In fact, we're dealing with that the Balabayis said, I will pay you 4. He told Shimon, go and hire workers for 4. Bazaliyu, when Shimon went, and Armalu Bitlasa, and told him, I'm hiring you for 3. Now, we said before, Udikarmis, Sovr Vikabel, they said, well, listen, and we said, they accepted it for 3, so what Tarumis could they possibly have? He told them that you're going to pay 3, so why are you upset that you're not getting 4? I told you, only getting 3. Because the Armri lay, because they say to him, hey, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Last loch al timna tov mi be'olav. Don't you agree with the pasuk initially that says if somebody's willing to do a nice thing to you, don't stop them from doing it? Hey, this guy was willing to pay us 4. Why did you make us only take 3? So therefore, the tarumas that they have against him is going against this idea in Mishlei. he was going to pay us four. Why did it bother you that he would pay us four? That you told us that he's only paying us three. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Pshita, in the following situation, the halacha is clear. E omar le bala bayis mitlosa. If, in fact, Reuven had said that I'm hiring you for three, the ozal ihu omar lu biabo. He tells Shimon, go hire workers for three. And Shimon went and hired the workers for four. And the workers said, v'amre le, the workers told Shimon, kimo sh'omar bala bayis, we are going to be willing to work in the way that the Baal HaBayis said. In other words, you told us four. And we're saying, if the Baal HaBayis said four, we're willing to go and work for four. So datayu ayiluyah. So they're saying, yeah, we're only working here with the understanding that the Baal HaBayis said four. So therefore, in that situation, they're entitled to four from this Shimon. Absolutely. Elo, I omar le Baal HaBayis b'arba. If, in fact, the case was that the Baal HaBayis, Reuven, told Shimon, go and hire workers for four. Omar le Baal HaBayis b'arba. And this worker, Shimon, went and hired other workers of Azaliu Armelu B'tlasa, and he told them, I'm hiring you for three. And they said, the Amre, Kimosh Amar Baal HaBayis. We are only doing what the Baal HaBayis said in this situation. My, what is the halacha? Do we say, Adibura Dide Kosamchi? Do we say that they're relying upon Shimon to have told them correctly that the Baal HaBayis is three, and therefore we're working for three? The Amri that they say, the Amri Lay, that the Levi says to Shimon, Mihames Loch, we believe you, the Hochi Omer Baal HaBayis, that the Baal HaBayis said three, and therefore we are willing to work for three, because we trust you. Or do they not trust him? Oh, Dilmore, they were saying, listen, you're saying it's three. We know the going rate could be four. So therefore, Adibur de Baal HaBayis Kosamchi, we're willing to work for whatever the Baal HaBayis said. If the Baal HaBayis said four, so then we are definitely only working for four, even though you're telling us for three. We're going by what the Baal HaBayis said. So that's the question. Do they trust this Shimon? Or are they saying, no, we don't trust you. We're going to trust you that you're hiring us on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. And whatever the Baal HaBayis wage was, that's what we expect to get paid. So that's the question the Gemara is asking right now. Toshma. So we try to bring a raya from the following memra. It says, in regards to a get, if a woman says, Hove li giti, the ishdecha omra hiskabali giti. So what do we have over here? A woman says to a shaliach, go and acquire my get for me. Give me my get. But she's not telling him that you're a shaliach li kabbalah. She's telling him, go to my husband and be a shaliach leholacha for him. Now, she has no right to do that. She can only appoint the shaliach lekabbalah. She can't go and appoint a shaliach for her husband to go and bring the get to her. But that's what she said. Hove ligiti doesn't mean, Rashi explains, that she should be making him into a shliach lekabbalah, but she is basically telling him, go and tell my husband to send the get with you, to make you the shaliach lehotzah, to go and bring me the get. The ishlecha omra, when this guy goes to the husband, he says, your wife said hiskabel li giti, that I should be the get li kabbalah. Now that's not what the wife said, and that is what the husband thinks that this person is doing. So the husband thinks, when he gives the get to the shaliach, that this shaliach is functioning as a shaliach li kabbalah, and he thinks his wife is divorced as soon as he gives this shaliach to get. But in fact, he's not a shaliach like Kabbalah. But because the husband thinks that he's a shaliach like Kabbalah, he never made him into a shaliach lehotzah, to go and bring the get to the woman. The woman intended this man to be that, but she has no right to appoint him to be a shaliach for the husband. And the husband never appointed this person to be a shaliach for him. So therefore, we had a problem over here in this scenario where she said, Hove legiti, go and be the shliach lehotzah, which she doesn't have the right to do. And this guy goes to the husband and says, the wife made me a shliach lekabbalah, v'yishlecha omrali his omra, his kabbal legiti, that I should be a shliach lekabbalah, which he wasn't. She never asked him to do that. And the husband says, fine, hu omer, heilech kamar sharma, sure, take the get like she said. In other words, he thinks that she is made him a shliach lekabbalah. And he says, fine, here's the get as a shliach lekabbalah. But he doesn't make him a shliach lehotzah. So in this situation, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav, the halacha is, afilu higia get liyada. Even when the get comes into her hand, never mind when the get's in the shaliach's hand, but even when the get comes to her hand, ain't a megureshes, because she never made him into a proper shaliach lekabbalah, and the husband, never made him into a shaliach lehotzah. And therefore, this scenario, the woman is not divorced because there was no shlichus over here. It has to be the nasan. He has to give her the get, and he never gave her the get. It's as if she picked the get up from the ground because this shaliach wasn't the shaliach for the husband. So it's as if this get was on the ground and she picked it up from the ground, and that's not the nasan. He didn't give it to her. Oh, what do we see from this riot from the case of divorce? Shamas minah. We can learn to our case. Adibura didei kosomich. We say in this situation that the husband is relying upon what this shaliach said. He's relying upon this shaliach saying that I am a shaliach lekabbalah, and therefore he relies upon what the person says. Because if that was not the case, the isol kadaitoch da adibura di dark or some, if he's relying upon what she said, which was go and have my husband make you as a shaliach lehalacha, because she doesn't have the opportunity to do that herself. Only the husband can make the shaliach lehalacha, the shaliach lotzah. That dibura di dark or some, if he's saying that the husband relied upon her, so miki mati gito liyada miotigarish. So then in that situation, if in fact the shaliach was functioning now as a shaliach lehalacha, shaliach lotzah for the husband, so then it would be a valid get when it reached her hand. So what do you see from here? That this, in fact, we're relying upon Adibura Didei Kosamach. He's relying upon what she said. And therefore, in our case, we should also make the same nafkamina, the same conclusion, that the workers relied upon what Shimon told them. And therefore, they rely upon Dibura Didei, and not Dibura of Reuven, of the one who hired them. Shmuel says, Lav Dafka. Amar Vashi, return to Ayin Vav Amar Beis, Lav Dafka. Hochi Hashta. Who says these two cases are comparable? If you want to say, Bishlama, Itmar Itcha, it had been the opposite, if the case had been as follows. The divorce case was that the woman told to the shaliach, Hiskabel Ligiti, go and be a shaliach Likabala, which she has the ability to do. She has the opportunity to do that. She can say, you go and accept the get for me. And the minute it comes into your hands, it's as if it came into my hands because you're my shaliach Likabala, and therefore I'm divorced the minute it comes into your hands. So that's what she told the shaliach. That the shaliach then goes to the husband and he tells the husband, the ishdicha omra, he tells the husband, your wife said, Have ligiti, that you should make me into a shaliach leholacha, the shaliach lehotzah, to go and bring the get to her. Now, she can't do that, but she's saying to you, go and make me into the shaliach leholacha. And the husband says, Vomer, heilach kimo sha'omra, go and do what she said. In other words, the husband is saying, if she said that you're the shliach leholacha for me, then I'm making you into the shliach leholacha. So the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav, and in this scenario, Rav Nachman said the name of Rav, Baravu said the name of Rav, Mishiyagia get liyodo migoreshes, because he said, do what she said. And she said, you're my shliach lekabbalah. So he's not making this man into a shliach leholacha for him. He's saying, do what she said. And therefore, she said that you should be a shliach lekabbalah. So therefore, as soon as he puts the get into this shliach's hand, the woman is divorced. Now, Alma, what do you see from that? The adibura dida kosamach. He, in fact, is relying upon what she said. Alternatively, inami, mishegia get liyoda migureshes. Or, if you want to say he doesn't rely upon what she said, Alma, the adibura dida kosamach, he's relying upon what the man said. And the man said, I should be your shliach leholacha. And he says, fine, you be my shliach leholacha. So then the woman is divorced, not when the shliach gets the get, because he didn't give it to her without understanding. He gave it to this man to be his shliach leholacha. And only when this man goes and gives it to her is the woman divorced. So either way, you could say either alma d'adibura d'idor kosamich or alma adibura d'idei kosamich. So if that was the case, we could learn it out one way or the other. However, Elohasam, then the case that Rav Nachman actually brought down, so then we had said the get is not valid because it has nothing to do with what the husband said. He wasn't making her into a shliach likabola. He can't do that. And he wasn't making him into a shliach lotzah because that wasn't his understanding. Mishum de'okar shliach lishlichuse ligamrei. In that situation, the shliach totally messed up. He wasn't doing what the woman said and he wasn't doing what the husband thought he was doing, and therefore, this person wasn't functioning as a shliach. The Amalei shliach likabala havira, because he had told the husband that I'm a shliach likabala, and therefore the husband never made him into a shliach lo havina, and therefore there was no get in this situation. So from Rav Nachman, the case that he actually brought, the guy's not a shliach, and you can't bring any raya to our case whatsoever. Okay, Now the Gemara goes back and says, you know, we had the words v'hitu in the Mishnah instead of v'chazru, and we said it obviously wasn't talking about that there was a cheating between Reuven and the worker directly, because v'hitu implied that it was a Shimon and a Levi that were involved, two workers, and not Reuven himself. Now the Gemara wants to say, no, Ibayisema, the actual lashon of v'hitu also means v'chazru, so we don't have to have an intermediary over a Shimon. It could have been directly Reuven working with Levi, let's say. Ibayisema, haitano chazru nami hitu karile. This lashon of hitu could also be used, not like we originally said, between one worker to another worker, but it could even be the lashon, this hitu could even be the lashon between Reuven himself, the one who's hiring the workers, and the workers themselves, directly Levi themselves. And I'll show you that this is true from the following long brisa. The Tanya, the brisa says, Hasocher eso umnin, if a person goes and hires workers, Reuven himself goes and hires workers, the hitu es balabais, and they cheated, they deceived this balabais, or vice versa, o balabais, hit o son, the balabais cheated them, he deceived them in some way. In the cases that we're going to describe, there is no financial recourse in a Beis Din. They can just be upset with each other. They can have a taromis on the other one. What is the case? What are we talking about? Now we're dealing over here, Rashi explains, with workers that are hired by the day, like the Arba Zuze Lioma. So they're being hired for a day's work. And then, Shelo Holchu, before they started working, so the owner said, no, I don't need you guys anymore. So that's not a problem. Before they started working, he told them, I don't need you anymore. There's no Tyromas in that situation. As Tosa says, go hire yourself out to somebody else. It's still early in the day. So you can hire yourself out to somebody else, and therefore there's no Tyromas over here, certainly no financial claim. However, if the workers show up at the site where they're supposed to work and they start working, Aval Holchu Chamorim below Matsutua. So the truck drivers, the Chamorim, the donkey drivers, they go to the place where they're supposed to pick up the wheat, and there's no wheat over there for them to go and transport. Or the workers go, Paulim, Umatsusode, Kishilacha. The workers are hired to go and till the field, and when they get to the field, it's soaking wet, and they're unable to go and till the field. So this Balabayis, this Reuven, no sein l'schor misholim. He has to go pay them a full day's work. He hired them for the day. No. There's no wheat for them to transport. There's no work for them to do in the field because it's soaking wet. So then that's the owner's problem. It's not the worker's problem. He hired them, and they dutifully showed up and would have worked if there had been work for them. But, Aval Eino Dome Habal Ton Labor Rekon. However, he doesn't have to pay them the full amount that he said he would. So let's say he said, I'll pay $100. But that's because they'd be schlepping packages all day on the donkey back and forth. That's because they'd be taking their plow and working hard all day tilling the field. So how much would a person be willing to say, listen, I'll take a day's work, but not have to work? So, okay, $100, have to work real hard, but for $50, he'd be happy to do nothing all day. So then he only has to pay them $50. Aval eino dome habor ton lebor reikon. So therefore, osim melocha liyoshi v'batel. So he only has to pay them as if they hadn't worked. Whatever they would have been willing to accept to not work, that's what he actually has to pay them. Okay, now. The Gemara now asks, by Medzor Mamurim, what about if it's a Kablon? If we're dealing over here with a person who is assigned a job to go and finish off something, to do a completed job, and I'll pay you $100 to do that completed job. And there, in this situation, we're saying that there's only a Taromis, there isn't a financial claim. Because we're dealing with Shelo Hischilu Bimlocha, they hadn't yet started to work. So therefore, if there's nothing to work, then there is no Taromis over here. But if they started to work, if they started the work, but then something changed, so figure out and evaluate how much of the job they did. Let's say they did 50% of the job. So then, Ketzad, how do you go figure it out? Kiblu, Kama, Liktzor, Bishnei Slam. So let's say they accepted their workers that are working in a field, and they had accepted to go and cut all the wheat from this field for 2 Slam. A seller, again, is 2 shkolim or 4 dinarim, just to keep those numbers in mind, because we'll sometimes use different numbers. I'll try to keep it always the same as a percentage of the slime, if I remember, but I'll use the terminology of the Gemara and try to explain it each time. So these workers agreed for a fee of 2 slime, which would be 8 zuzim, to go and do the reaping of that field. But, katsu chetze, they cut half of the grain in the field, but they then, v'hinichu chetze, they didn't do the other half of the field. So, in that scenario, or in a similar scenario where they agreed to go and weave a beged, beged larog bishnei slam, they agreed to go and weave this garment for 2 slime, again, for 8 zuzim. And They only weaved half of it. Argu chetzio, vehinichu chetzio. They weaved half of it, and they didn't weave the other half. So what do you do in this situation? So shomim lehen es mashos. So you evaluate how much work they did. They cut the grain of half the field. They wove half of the garment, and you see how much work that they did. Hoya yofeshisho dinarim. If now, to go and finish off the other half, it wouldn't be 4 dinarim. Again, it was 2 slaim for the whole thing, which is 8 dinarim, or 8 zuz for the entire job. And now, they quit after halfway. So, if he has to go hire somebody else for 6, hayayofesh shisha dinarim, so then, no sein lohem sela. He still has to pay the original workers for half the work, which was a sela, and therefore, he will go and have to pay the new workers the sela and a half, the 6 dinarim. But, oh, yigmaru malachton v'yidnu shnei slaim. Or he can say, listen, it's up to you guys. If you want to go and finish off this job, go finish it off and you get the 2 slaim that I promised you for the whole job. But if the price of the workers did not go up, v'im sela, and he can complete the job for the other half, which was a sela, so then, no sin l'sela. Then all he has to do is give them a sela, and everybody is happy in that situation. Now, this latter part seems to be obvious. Gemara will explain it later on. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. In this brisa, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, Shomim Lohem, you go and evaluate Masha Osid Leosos. He says, no, how much would it cost to go and finish off the job? That is a critical factor. You don't say that the original deal, like the Tanakama, still stays in effect and they get paid for half the job, the half the wages. So they get a seller for half the job no matter what. But he says, you go look and see how much it costs to finish off the job. If, in fact, it's going to take now 6 dinarim, a sela and a half to go finish off the job, so then all he has to do is pay the original workers, no sein lohem shekel, since they were the ones that quit, so he only has to pay them half of what he originally said, a shekel, which is 2 shkolim in a sela, so they did half the work. They should have been entitled to a full sela, 2 shekels, but he only has to pay them half of that, 1 shekel, because he's going to have to pay new workers 6 zuzim, 6 dinarim, which is 3 shekel, which is a sela and a half. Again, I hope I'm not confusing people by using all these different words, but just to make sure that you understand the currency over here. So since basically he has to go and pay 6 dinarim, so he only has to pay 2 dinarim to the first workers instead of the 4 dinarim that he was supposed to pay them. Or he can say to them, listen, we'll finish off the job, and then I'll give you the full amount. Or yigmu melachtom, yidlu shnei slaim, I'll give you the 8 dinarim, the 2 slaim that I promise you if you finish off the job. But, again, this part, we'll have to explain why it's necessary to say this, the imsela, but if he gets the workers to do it for a seller, so then no imsela, then he pays them for half the work that they did, and he'll pay the new workers the other half, the other seller. Okay, now, this is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Dosa. When do we say that this machlokas exists between the Tanakam and Ridosa? Bamedvar Mamurim, under what circumstances that this machlokas exists? That's when you're dealing with Bidavar She'ain Avud, with something that there's no financial loss. So if the workers quit in the middle, a worker has the right to quit in the middle. He's not a slave. And he can say, listen, I thought I could work the whole field all day long. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. It's too hot. I don't want to do this. The weaving is so difficult. I did half the job. That's it. I'm stopping. And there's no loss to the Bala boss for not having the job finished right away. That's when we have the machlokes between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Dosa. But if you're dealing with, there's a financial loss. If he doesn't finish the job right now, if the field doesn't get tilled, the rest of the field get reaped, then the wheat's going to spoil, or the garment's going to get ruined. So then, avol bidavar avod, if there's a financial loss because the workers stopped working, then socher alein, he has the right to go and hire workers, even paying them a very high price, and deduct it from the original workers. Oh, Maton, or he has the right to go and trick them and say the following. Ketzad Maton, how does he trick them? Omlehen, seller katzazelchem. I originally agreed to pay you a seller for half the work. And now, bo utzlu shtayim. And now go take a 2 seller for the rest of the job. So he's allowed to go and trick them. And how much? Bad kama sochalem. How much can he go and hire workers to go and replace them? Ad arboyim v'chamishim zuz, even a huge amount. If they are going to cause him a financial loss, he's allowed to go and make sure he doesn't suffer that financial loss, and those workers will be responsible because they agreed to do this, and it's going to cause him a financial loss. It's a davar avod, so the din is different. Now, b'med dvar mamurim, when do we say that he has the right to do this? Bizman she'ein shom polim liskar, when there are no other workers to go and hire. Then he can go and hire people that normally wouldn't do this work because he's going to pay him a very high amount of money. There are other workers over there to hire. There's plenty of labor around. And these guys said, we're just not doing it anymore. Go hire them. And they tell them, listen, we're exhausted over here, but we got friends. They'll do the rest of the job for you. Go and hire them. So then, then if there are other workers that he can hire, so then he has to go pay them to do the rest of the work. And there's no, we just had the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Dosa as to how you go and pay them. But there's no real financial loss that they're causing him because there are other workers. So then there's only a taromis that they can have, the owner can have against those workers, but there's no financial penalty that he'll be able to go and collect from them. Now, the following Amora said the following brice in front of Rav. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav. The Amora taught the following brice in front of Rav. The brice says, No Selem Schorim Misholim, that you have to go and pay them the full amount that they were hired for if there's no work for them. And Rav interrupted him, as we'll see. Amalei, Rav said, Chavivi Omar, my uncle, he called Rav Chia his uncle. He was his uncle on both sides. Rav Chia had married his aunt from another side. So it wasn't Rav Chia marrying somebody he wasn't allowed to marry. Rav Chia was allowed to marry this woman. But it happened to have been that this woman was also an aunt to Rav. In any event, Rav Chia, his uncle, he used to call him Chavivi, my beloved one. So Chavivi Omar, Rav said about Rav Chia, my wonderful uncle said, "Ilu ano havai, if I had been over there, lo hava yavino lehen elo kipol botel. I wouldn't pay them the full amount of money if they didn't work all day. Listen, how much would they be willing to go and take? Not to work so hard. Oh, you pay me 100 to work hard, but I would be happy for 50 and not work so hard and not do anything. And you're saying, v'at armis no selam schor misholem, and you're reading this brisa as if they have to pay him the full amount. That's not what my uncle Rav Chia said." Moshe said, wait a second, but we learned this brisa, and the brisa said, that no, people are more than happy to take a lower amount of salary to not work so hard. You only have to go and pay them for the amount that they would be willing to have taken not to go work so hard. So if they were willing to work hard for 100, but they'd be willing to work not so hard for 50, not really just sit around all day and play with their cell phones, so then you only have to pay them 50. So why is Rav Chia in a disagreement over here with the Braisa? That's what the Braisa said. So more answers, because Lo Saimua Kameh. This Amora, who was saying over this Braisa in front of Rav, didn't finish it when Rav interrupted and said, oh, my uncle Rav Chia said otherwise. Well, that is also what the Braisa said. Rav Chia was actually saying what the Braisa was, but just Rav had said that before the person had finished reading the Braisa. Alternatively, the version of the story goes as follows. This Amora said the entire brisa over in front of Rav, which was that, and in fact, that they were hired for 100 for hard work, but they would be willing to do not so hard work for 50, so then that's the amount that you have to pay them. That's what the Amora said. He read over the entire brisa in front of Rav, and then Rav said as follows, Chavivi Omar, my uncle Rav Chia said, if I had been there, lo have yehivna lay klal, I wouldn't have paid them at all. And you're saying you should pay them at this lower fee, the atamis kapol batel, and you're saying you should pay them like a person, ain't no dome haba ton la bareka, and you can pay them only 50? I wouldn't have paid them anything. They didn't do any work. Rav Chia is going against the brisa. So elo kasha ha, how does he go against this brisa? So Gemara says lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha de sayra li are mi de urta, ha de lo sayra. The two cases are different. In the case of Rav Chia, listen, the workers saw what the options were. Maybe they saw that this field was soaking wet, and they should have said, listen, there's a chance when you come tomorrow, it's not going to be dry, and I'm not paying you. And that's what Rav Chia was talking about. Where in the case of the Braisa, the workers didn't see the field. He never showed them the field, so they're expected to go to work. He should have told them, the field may be wet, you may not have a job. So therefore, the responsibility in the Braisa was upon the owner to pay them like a pole bartel. Whereas the case of Rav Chia was, hey, you guys knew the chance that you might come here and this field's going to be soaking wet, you won't be able to work it. And this is exactly Kihod Amar Rava. This is in accord with what Rava said. What did Rava say? Hi, man, the agar agire lirivka. If a person goes and hires workers to go and dig a ditch for him, and then the rain comes, and then the field is filled up, and you can't go and dig a ditch there because the field is filled with water, so then it depends. Do you have to pay them or not? If the workers came there the day before and saw that there was a lot of water in the field, and that they realized that the field may not be able to be dug in tomorrow, and yet they showed up anyway, so then it's like Rav Chia said, you don't have to pay them anything. And we turn to Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph, say the Paulim. So it's the Paulim's loss. They don't get paid. However, lo sairili ayrim yurto, but he didn't show them the field, and therefore they're expecting a nice dry field. They don't know the field. They haven't been there before. He should have told them. The fact that he didn't tell them, now they show up to work. So then, say to the balabais, then he has to go pay them, albeit he can pay them at the lower rate. V'yov luhu, kipoel batel, he can pay them. No, I don't have work for you. How much would you have been willing to go and not work today and get paid? Well, you'd be willing to do that for 50. So then he only has to pay the 50 and not the 100 that they would have been paid for the harder work. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.